This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. Our radio show is heard on Pacifica stations nationwide, and you can watch our TV program on Free Speech TV and on our website. East Los Angeles-based band Quetzal has just released their latest album called The Eternal Get Down. The Grammy Award-winning group has been performing and recording their unique flavor of traditional and rock folk music with both Spanish and English lyrics for more than 20 years. The Eternal Get Down is their seventh album and features a number of guest artists, including Aloe Black and others. The album is infused with a rich mix of rock, R&B, son jarocho, Japanese taiko, and more. At a time when the Trump administration is cracking down on vulnerable communities all over the nation, Quetzal's new album, which combines art and activism like most of their music, couldn't come at a better time. I'm joined now by Quetzal Flores and Martha Gonzalez. They are the founders of Quetzal. And full disclosure, they are good friends of mine. They have composed and performed the theme music for this very program. Welcome, Quetzal and Martha.
Hey.
Thank you, Sonali.
You got a lot of disclosures this week.
Thank you so much for joining us. Well, Martha, I want to quote from what you've said about this album. Such a powerful new album, and one that, as I mentioned, is, you know, in the same vein of the work that the band has done in terms of artivism, as you call it. You've written, this album is a cosmic exploration of our responsibility to create innovative ways of resisting, but we also propose to create realities that help us not only survive, but thrive in the face of adversity. Martha, is this basically a way of telling stories about our lives, stories that are often sort of left out of the mainstream narrative?
Absolutely. I think that the music of Quetzal has always sort of engaged and had a commitment to community in that sense and documenting. But I think that what we're really trying to do in this album is really propose new ways of looking at social movement. I think that the language of social movement and the history of social movement and how some of the ways in which our communities resist everything from, you know, the march to the pickets, to the picketing, to the boycott, to the petition, like all of those things, I think are codified now and are part of have been absorbed into the system itself. And we need to start thinking of new ways of creating a new language within social movement. Like, we need to get really creative and think outside of the historical trajectory of social movement. And so that's what every song is really sort of proposing, a new way or trying to instigate critical thought towards that outcome.
And I should mention that the album release concert for our Southern California audience is taking place on Saturday. We'll give you details about that in a few minutes. Now, the album is The Eternal Get Down. It's released on the Smithsonian Folkways label that the two of you have worked with before. What's behind the name, Quetzal, The Eternal Get Down?
Yeah, so it comes from a lyric in the song Critical Time, and it says, beyond the picket, the boycott, or the trend that will soon be abated, that all of these deaths are interrelated. Ferguson, Emmett, Guerrero, and Brown, how do we initiate our people into the eternal get down? And so it's this question that Martha is asking, where, you know, our communities have a way of being resilient and of thriving in the face of adversity. And so how do we, as a community, lift these ways up? How do we create exercises so that these things are constantly being practiced and that we will be able to get down eternally and not have to necessarily be in the mode of response or resistance constantly, right? And so it's another way of talking about an alternative or a parallel, building a parallel government or building parallel systems, so that when this awful, corrupt, crumbling system finally, you know, falls, that we've already built something. We've already built something so
So in a way, in addition to fighting what's there currently, building alternative systems that we can rely on, because in a way we're forced to survive and we're forced to rely on ourselves.
Yeah, and we're not just trying to survive, we're trying to thrive. Mm. And so in these ways is built in is how we thrive.
I want to play a little bit of the music from the album, The Eternal Get Down. Here is a song called Critical Time.
People asking why? Mothers crying, cry. 40s building life. It's a critical time. Books and faces and books.
And you're listening to a very tiny snippet of one of the songs off of the new album by Grammy Award-winning band Quetzal. It's called Critical Time off of the Eternal Get Down. Martha, this particular song is obviously about a lot of things, but it's about mothers won't be crying, cry. It seems to be about not just immigration, but in general, sort of minority communities and the force of authority cracking down on them. Can you expand on that a little?
Sure. So this was really inspired by, you know, what we were seeing on Facebook, right? And what we were seeing in general media of how the, you know, the Ferguson, you know, with Brown and all of these violent acts that we actually week after week, there was a new murder every time. And there were always these things, these stories about these human beings and why they deserved the kind of deaths that they received. And to me, it was sort of media was controlling the information, and we weren't getting full stories. And there was a kind of, the stories that we would get were to justify the kind of violence that we were seeing, that they couldn't hide, right? So my students were outraged. They'd want to go out and, you know, tirelessly, you know, march. And I think that's really important. But
and
I
just
also
to clarify, when you say my students, you are an assistant professor of Chicano and Latino studies at Scripps College, Claremont. So you're not just
right.
A musician and an activist, you're also an academic.
Yes. And so we, you know, where I'm in class and they come to me, they say, profe, I need to go and do this. And I would say, go for it. Do what you got to do. Just come back and write, do a write up for me or something, you know. But I couldn't help but realize that we've been doing this for years, right? Before then, I mean, we can go as far back, which is what the song articulates, as far back as Emmett Till, right? The kind of violence that we've seen that was not filmed, but we had his body as evidence, right? We had just experienced Guerrero, right? The Ayotzinapa murders. So state-sanctioned violence, century after century, and there's no end to it, right? And that's really like authorities building lies, right? They try to, after a while, history reveals itself. But in the moment to pacify people, they try to build these lies, right? So that's it. So I think that that's the whole point of this song. And that is to really try to think of ways that we're not just reacting, as Quetzal says, but that we're also generated, that we are doing things that are social movement based, of course, but also that are generative, right? That aren't taxing us, that we've lost so many important people in the history, thinkers, social movement figures, charismatic figures, right, that inspire us to death, to bullets, to disease, to being tired, to kind of, to politics, you know. You know, because they believe that they can, as long as they get into the system, they can change it from within. And we're seeing that that's not the case, right? And so we're just asking a whole lot of questions in this album. And Critical Time is one of those.
Quetzal, Martha mentioned Ayotzinapa. You have a song called El Toro de Ayotzinapa on this album as well. What's this song about?
Yeah, I mean, it's bringing the voice of those 43 disappeared students back. And really, there's this idea in indigenous culture, in Mexico and all over Latin America, but that there's three deaths. And this is what Dia de los Muertos is based on. So the first death is when your heart ceases to beat, okay? The second death is when you're returned to the earth, right? And your body is received by the earth. The third death, which is the death that nobody wants, is where you're forgotten. There's no more memory of you. And so that's what Dia de los Muertos is based on. So this is part of that, of not letting ourselves forget who these people were and the importance of their lives and deaths too.
And this is the group of 43 Mexican students who a couple of years ago disappeared. These were basically teachers in training, and their deaths sparked massive social upheaval in Mexico. There's another song called Pillow People. Speaking of Mexico, speaking of immigration and the border, this is something that has captured the imagination of many activists and artists over the years. And unfortunately, right now, it's the focus of our very, very, let's just say, misguided, euphemistically speaking, president, who is cracking down. Every day we hear about deportations of, you know, parents who have U.S. citizen children and who are being torn apart from their families. Tell me about this song, Pillow People, that we'll play under us as we speak, Marta. The first lines are over mountains, over cerros, over desert valleys, from the ranchos to the towns to the city alleys. Come in ones, come in twos, Texas, Utah, Cali. This is obviously about immigration.
People walking, running, crawling border tallies. Men, boys, women, girls, young, old, skinny, fatty. Hold their elders, hold their hopes, hold their little babies. No food, no means, no way to have it. Run, stumble, fall, get back up and at it. And the song continues on and to describe, once they get here, what happens, you know? And the coro really talks about, and if you've heard this story, you know more pain than glory. One of the things that this song is attempting to do is to push back on pop mass media and how they have criminalized immigrants for trying to find seemingly better opportunities and some semblance of peace. Some of them are running from war. We're really trying to push back on the idea that immigrants come here to gouge the system, to take jobs, you know, favorable jobs or whatever. You know, we're really uncovering more of kind of what they really lose, how much they really lose as opposed to gain, right? And how big the struggle is, how they're uprooted from their native lands, how they're basically setting themselves up for a kind of memory loss in a way. They're taken from their families. They are, you know, they slowly lose language, customs.
Now you also have very hopeful songs such as Get to Knowing, which happens to feature Allo Black, a well-known musician in his own right. Let's actually watch a video of Get to Knowing, a song off of The Eternal Get Down by Quetzal.
Do you in the knowing?
Get to Knowing, featuring Aloe Black. I am speaking with Quetzal Flores and Martha Gonzalez, founders of the Grammy Award-winning band Quetzal. The Eternal Get Down is their seventh album, and it's just been released. Quetzal, tell me about this song. Aloe Black, of course, a very well-known musician whose music even makes it into mainstream commercial radio. And I know he's a friend of yours and a longtime collaborator. What is Get to Knowing all about?
So Get to Knowing is about ways and spaces where we learn about love and how to love and how trauma and growing up in the city, growing up in the US, informs or malinforms how we love and how capitalism, sort of co-ops love in this way but there's hope because, we have these other ways, these ancestral ways and these very profound ways of understanding love from the point of community, from the point of compassion, of restorative processes that we might have in our communities.
I feel like it's so much easier to oppress those that you don't know, right? I mean, there's ignorance and prejudice is what fuels oppression, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and so there was this great citation at the end of the James Baldwin flick where he says, white people never had to look us in the face. They never had to see our face. And we've had to see their face consistently from the beginning of colonization. And that's the problem here, is that white people have never had to look at us in the face and face us and really look at our humanity. And that's the problem with this country. That's one of the big problems with this country, is that there's never been a process where the black and brown body have been humanized, where white people had to look at themselves and look at us and say, darn, this has gone on for too long. And what happened at the beginning has directly affected what is happening now. And we need to really address this and go through an entire process to address this so that this never happens again, which is why it keeps happening.
Right. The quest to be seen as fully human, such a basic need and desire. Quetzal and Martha, tell us about the album release concert on Saturday. And also if there are works, if you have plans in the works to tour the country. We have audience members all over the country that I'm sure would love to see you live in concert. And as someone who's seen you live in concert numerous times, I have to say it is an unforgettable experience to see this band perform live. So tell us about what's happening Saturday.
So yeah, at 7 p.m. at the Aratani Theater in Little Tokyo, we'll be having our release party. We have Ramon Gutierrez from Son de Madera coming into town. We have Alfredo Herrera from Pasumecha from Mexicali coming to town. Ramon is from Veracruz. Alfredo's from Mexicali. We have Cesar Castro with Cambalache, who's performing with us, and Rocio Marron playing violin. Quincy McCrary on the keyboards. We have Joey De Leon percussion. Tons of guest artists. Aloe Black will be there. And so whoever recorded on the album is going to be able to also play these songs with us. And it's going to be a beautiful and healing and powerful moment.
Any plans to tour nationwide?
So yes, we do have some dates nationwide. And I have to say that every time I hear this question, it's a little bit, I feel a little bit conflicted because the way that we've built out our process in music is that we are committed to being planted in community. We don't want people just to experience us as people and as musicians in concert. We want to be able to have these horizontal spaces where people get to really do the work of music and we get to help facilitate that.
Well, there's still time for people to fly to LA for the Saturday concert then.
But with that said, we do have dates in Washington, D.C., in Arizona.
When are we in Washington?
Up in Seattle. We're in Washington, D.C. on the 26th at the Library of Congress.
Great.
We're at the Gamage on April 23rd.
That's Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, and you can check our Facebook for the dates. We usually put our dates up on
we'll
Facebook.
We'll post links to where people can find out about the LA event as well as about the album on our website later today. Quetzal and Martha, thank you both so much for all the work that you do and for spending this time with me.
Thank you, Sonali, for all the work you do and for how dedicated you've been all these years, where you're an inspiration to us. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
I listen to your show every day.
My guests and good friends, Quetzal Flores and Martha Gonzalez of the Grammy Award-winning band Quetzal. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.